Hey everyone, Nick Engvall here with a special solo episode of the Sneaker History Podcast. Now, this isn't a typical episode, no deep dive into a forgotten sneaker model or debates with the crew about new releases, no interview with an industry insider. This is different. This is me being honest with you about what's happening in 2026. We've been doing this podcast for 6 years now. And we're creeping up on 600,000 downloads. That is so insane to me. We've been telling stories about the shoes that matter, the people behind them, the culture that connects us all. And for 6 years, I've treated it like a passion project. Something I do on the side, something I love, but never really tried to make sustainable. 2026 is different. After 20 years in this industry, product testing for Nike, after Nice Kicks, Soul Collector, East Bay, Complex, StockX, Finish Line, Stadium Goods, after helping so many other people build their platforms, their brands, and their businesses, I'm finally building my own. Let me tell you how this happened. As many of you know, I got started in this world, professionally at least, as a writer. And on November 13th, I wrote for the first time in months. I wrote about Steph Curry and Under Armour's breakup. I called it the biggest failure in a century of sneakers. That story came straight from my soul. I was fired up about it. It reignited the flame that got me into writing about sneakers in the first place. 2 days later, on November 15th, I had just over 900 people subscribe to the sneaker newsletter on Substack. People who'd signed up over the years just because they'd liked what I was writing. Free subscribers, no monetization, just me sharing stories from my two decades in the sneaker industry. One paid subscriber. That's it. One. Not because people didn't value it, because I never asked. I spent over 20 years building email lists and other things for other companies. Grew StockX's entire business as employee number 9. Built Complex sneakers from nothing. Signed up for the social accounts on my phone even. And at one point we were doing millions of page views every day. But when it came to my own work, I was scared to ask people to pay for it. On November 15th, I decided to stop being scared. I launched founding member pricing. $7 a month, lock in that rate forever, or wait and pay double after January 1st. 5 days later, on November 20th, I announced I was going full-time as a creator in 2026. Today, less than 2 months later, I'm at 67 paid subscribers and 1,126 total subscribers. That might not sound like a lot, but to me, that's 67 people who said, your work is worth supporting. That's 67 people who believe in what I'm building, and that changes everything. So here's what's happening. Starting this month, I'm going all in on content creation. The newsletter becomes the priority. This podcast continues with the guys. The YouTube channel I'm building, Nick at Sneaker History, that grows. The stories I've been sitting on for years, those finally get told. I'm still going to look for consulting opportunities when they make sense, but for the first time in my career, I'm betting on myself as the main thing, not the side hustle. The newsletter is where the deepest work happens. 4 posts a week, Tuesday, industry analysis, free for everyone. The kind of pieces you've been seeing from me, Nike CEO transitions, Under Armour's failure with Curry, Cade Cunningham's risky Nike deal, the T90 trademark debacle. Thursday is what I'm calling From the Vault stories or From the Stack stories, paid subscribers only, behind the scenes moments from my career stops that I really haven't shared publicly. Friday is for exclusive updates and bonus content just for paid subscribers. Sunday is where the good stuff happens. The long read deep dives, 2,500 plus words or more, digging into sneaker history, the culture, the industry stories, and that's paid subscribers only. In January, I'm launching monthly AMAs where you can ask me anything about the industry. You'll get Discord community access, your name in every YouTube video I publish. If you're already a podcast listener, you know the kind of stories I tell, and the newsletter is that, but deeper, more industry-focused, more frequent, and more of a sneaker insider's approach. Now, I need to talk about the podcast itself. You've supported this show for 6 years. You've listened, shared episodes, left reviews, and I've kept it free and ad-free the entire time, with the exception of trying to help out our community members with their businesses. I've turned down dozens of sponsorship opportunities, literally dozens, almost all of them gambling companies, and I've said no to every single one. I come from a long line of addiction and abuse. I've seen what gambling does to people. I've seen what it does to families. I refuse to make money promoting something that destroys lives, no matter how much they're willing to pay. That's not changing in 2026. But what is changing, the podcast will have sponsors this year. I'm manifesting it now. Brands that I actually believe in, products I'd recommend anyway, companies that align with what we're building here. And when I finally line up sponsors, you'll not only be supporting me, but also Robbie, Mike, and Rohit, my co-hosts who I couldn't have done this show without. I'm not going to pretend this is purely altruistic. Going full-time means I need revenue from multiple sources. The newsletter, YouTube, the podcast, consulting. It all has to work together, but I'm doing it on my terms, which means you'll never hear me read a gambling ad on this show ever. Some money just isn't worth taking. I'm not going to lie to you, this is terrifying for me. Building for billion-dollar companies felt like strategy. Building for myself is super personal. When the email engagement was low or the numbers on the blog didn't add up at any of my previous roles, it was just a, you know, make an adjustment to the campaign type of thing. When my newsletter engagement is low, it feels like maybe I'm not good enough. I've had incredible teams at every stop. People who made the wins possible, who caught mistakes, who filled the gaps I didn't know existed. Now it's just me, and asking people to subscribe, to literally pay money to support your work, that feels vulnerable in a way I wasn't prepared for and something I'm still trying to wrap my head around. But I also know I've got this. I know the work is solid. I know there's an audience for deep sneaker industry storytelling that goes beyond hype circles and product drops. I know that people are more interesting than products. That's always been my philosophy, and that's what makes this work different. 67 people validated that in less than 2 months. The question is, can I turn it into 300, 500, 1,000? Can I build something sustainable that lets me do this full time? I think so, but I can't do it alone. So here's where I ask for help. If you've been listening to this podcast for free, getting value from the stories, entertainment from our conversations, consider supporting the newsletter. Right now, until Saturday, January 4th at midnight Pacific, founding member pricing is still available, $7 a month. Lock that in forever. After that, it's $15 a month for everyone new. That's a $96 a year savings if you join before the deadline. More importantly, you're locking in a rate that never increases while everyone else pays double. And look, I get it. Maybe you're listening to this after the deadline. Maybe you missed Saturday's cutoff. If that happens, just DM me on Substack. As a podcast listener, I'll hook you up with a special discount. You've been supporting this show for however long you've been listening. I'm not going to leave you hanging. If you work in sneakers, in footwear, marketing, content, this is expensible. Industry intelligence, competitive research, whatever you need to call it for the budget. 62% of my subscribers are manager level or above. Nike employees read it. Adidas employees read it. Reebok employees read it. New Balance staff is subscribing. Media professionals. It's not consumer entertainment. It's insider analysis from someone who has been inside StockX, Complex, Finish Line, Stadium Goods. But if you can't subscribe right now, I get it. 2025 was tough for all of us. Keep listening to the podcast. Keep reading the free Tuesday post. Share the work with people who might value it. Word of mouth is how I've grown for years. It's how we've got this podcast where it is today. And I'm not stopping that now. Here's what you can expect from me in 2026. The podcast returns in a couple of weeks on a weekly basis. Deep dive interviews with the people whose stories deserve to be told. The crew debating the latest news and releases and sharing our rocking and copping choices. The same formats you know, just more consistent. And soon enough, with sponsors I actually believe in. I'm also bringing back my Outside the Box interview show, although with a new format. YouTube grows every Saturday, new content. The kind of videos I'd actually want to watch. The newsletter becomes the hub, 4 posts a week, no exceptions, industry analysis, personal stories, deep dives into sneaker history. And in October of this year, well, something is happening that is long overdue that I can't speak about just yet. Subscribers will be the first to know, though. This is all connected. The podcast feeds the newsletter informs the YouTube videos. Everything I'm building is part of the same story. It's a flywheel, and it's finally spinning. I want to say thank you to everyone who's listened to this podcast over the past 6 years, to everyone who's shared episodes, left reviews, told friends about it, to the 67 people who became founding members over the last 7 weeks. You made this possible. You're the proof that this works. To my teammates at every company that I've worked for, I don't think I really fully appreciated what you brought until I started building this alone. Thank you. And to anyone who's about to join, thank you in advance. You're betting on something unproven, but I guarantee you, you're betting on something real. I don't know when or if this becomes a full-time income, but I do know I'm doing the work. I know the stories matter. I know the sneaker industry needs voices that prioritize people over products, depth over hype, and truth over access. And I know I'm all in. If you want to join me, go to thesneakernewsletter.com. Founding member pricing ends Saturday, January 4th at midnight Pacific. After that, it's $15 a month for everyone new. But if you miss the deadline and you're a podcast listener, DM me on Substack. I got you. The link is in the show notes. And if you're already a founding member, thank you. I'll see you in the Discord. I'll see you in the comments. I'll see you in the work. This is Nick Engvall. This is Sneaker History. And 2026 is when we find out what happens when you finally bet on yourself. Thanks for listening.